Alberto Seawald is here joining us today, who I think first appeared about 4 or 5 years ago on SLB. We'll catch up with him in just a moment, but we're going to get right into the music. Here's Alberto Seawald.
Lying down on the couch, looking up at the ceiling, it felt like the future, this place I was feeling, with my feet almost touching a world spray-painted chrome. But the way of the future's a fad, and growing up spills buckets of paint on the pictures and empties my pockets of all but a wallet. I'm inspired no more. My culture shifts from sharing to just predicting my score. Once I said paint me a plan with pencils on paper, a lookout as tall as can be. Let's build us a big bad wolf-proofed house to look out from my favorite tree. But that never happened for me. It was much too big a dream to realize. So instead I pretended to fend off the bad guys from the safety of a shelter I could build on my own. And before I got much too tall, a wonderful brother did find me. A birthday I'll share, building forts that remind me I don't fit inside, but the smile on his face keeps me alive and from just taking up space. And he says, paint me an adventure, a world on a canvas. From the lookout on the tower I can see how we use our jungle judgment to brave the cruel world. And that big bad wolf better look out for me. The lack of living out amongst the leaves is something I thought I resented, but it's a strange opportunity I've been presented. I got a special present from a sibling of mine. And even though everybody walks on the ceiling sometimes, the tree where the house never was lives but one time, and it never forgets how to wave in the wind. And I'll never forget all the good times we spent. And I said, paint me a life authentic and unbroken. Use the lookout like my brother taught me, 'cause the landscape is there under blankets tied to chairs when the chrome reaches as far as I can see. The landscape is there under blankets tied to chairs, even when I lose faith in humanity.
That's Alberto Seawald here at the Saturday Light Brigade. How old was that song? When did you write it?
I don't know. That song's like maybe 2 years old.
Yeah, it's a great song, and I'm glad. I'm glad you shared it with us, and it's good to see you again. It's been a few years since you've been here, I think. I forget where you go to high school.
I go to Winchester Thurston.
And this will be your last year coming up. Do you know, I know it's everybody asks, you know, but do you know what you might be up to after graduation?
Well, definitely music.
Yeah, I
would hope
so.
Most definitely music in some way. I'm hoping to study production and recording of some kind so I can continue to make music.
Oh, that's great. So it's something like a program at Duquesne has really strong music production, or maybe Full Sail, something like that. That's great. For folks who don't know you, when did you start writing your own songs?
I mean, that started, I was like 4, and I would just sing things into a tape recorder, and it just kind of, I still have the tape somewhere, but the tape recorder doesn't work anymore.
That's, but, you know, that may end up becoming something very important, you know, like the Alberta Seawald basement tape. So you probably could have made them in your basement too.
Yeah.
But how about the first thing? I mean, I remember you sharing songs at, I think, about 13 with us that were really, really well-crafted songs. And what's interesting to me, at least, is that your voice has remained true. I mean, I think your songs have the same integrity and sort of literacy to them, although clearly you've changed. but I mean, the fundamentals are still there, which is the sign of a really great artist.
Thank you.
I want to talk a little bit about the band you're playing with too, but why don't we catch another song first, Alberta?
All right. Well, that last one I did is a song called Lookout that I did because Matt, bass player in my band, really likes that one, so that one's for him. And then, but that song's about my little brother.
I was going to ask you, I assumed it had to be true. I liked that song has some just beautiful lyrics, and I was curious about the brother in that song.
Yeah, that's about my little brother. He and I share a birthday, so that's where that one lyric comes from. But he's 7 years younger than me. But anyway. All right, this next one is a song called Unlikely Oasis, and my drummer, Paige, asked me to play this one. This land of bridges and mills, where we've crossed every river and climbed every hill, has all but lost its will to fight. And this broken spirit was a wild horse, but I catch not even a hint of remorse. Are we wrong? They answer, of course, we're right. In this crowded, empty space that lacks any truth, simple beauty or grace lies in unsympathetic, unsmiling face, stripped of its character, cemented in place as it holds back a mountain while we build disgrace. Retaining a wall we refuse to embrace, and the passers-by, they flee from their homes to their jobs in synchronicity, but the beauty of harmony they disregard. And in the shadow of this cliff, the man-made landscape that we live with, they work to chase the myth. We've got one more card. Oh, but on a nearby ledge that exists only faintly on the edge of the peripheral vision of those who pledge not to the flag but to firmly allege that life exists beyond a neatly trimmed hedge, and that the modern man is still yet to fledge. There breathes an oasis of sorts, where green leaves revolt through cracks in the grave. Their photosynthetic hearts reclaiming what's left in our paved wake. But to look is not to see.
Say you've watched gnarled stems rooted in the concrete, holding fast to what they believe. Unlikely oasis, you are the place for me.
Alberto Sewald, that's a nice song. And Paige, you mentioned likes that one who plays drums in your band. And yeah. You mentioned a bassist before. Who else is part of this group?
That's just me, Matt, and Paige.
Oh,
guitar, bass, and drums.
We got them all. And Chase the Monkey is the name. Are you guys playing out anywhere soon?
Yeah, we have a show coming up at the Mr. Roboto Project.
Excellent.
On July 25th.
That's not too long.
We have some other stuff in August. We're doing a show with another band that's a friend of ours called the Knox Boys at the Get Hip Recordings headquarters and warehouse.
Where is that?
It's on the north side. Like, it's right across the street from the Manchester Craftsman's Guild.
Shoot, clearly I need to get hip because I didn't know that was there. Do you know if that's relatively new?
I'm not sure if they've been at that location for a long time, but I know the label's been around for a long time.
Oh, now I think I know where it is. That's that's great. How can people best get in touch with you? Website, Facebook?
You can definitely facebook.com/chasethemonkey. We have all kinds of stuff on there, shows and everything. And then chasethemonkey.bandcamp.com for recordings and stuff.
Perfect. Alberto Sewald is here. Probably we'll get to a couple more songs. Do you still find, I won't say writing coming as easily to you, because I'm not sure if writing comes easily to anybody, but I don't know. You've been writing songs for so long. And you're writing them throughout a period of life where you're undergoing probably a fairly rapid amount of change, right? What's that like? Are you finding that you're revisiting songs or revising them or even discarding? I guess part of it, too, is are you outgrowing any songs?
Yeah. Definitely. I have sort of a while back I made a list of all the songs I had ever written that I could think of. And I had a whole list of ones that I decided they were extinct. They just kind of live in the past. And I found myself revisiting some old songs. I have actually a very old one that was about riding my bike that I played on here last time.
I love that song.
That I plan to write some new lyrics, keep it in the same sort of vein, I guess, as the old one, but write some new lyrics and put it together with the band and make it like a really hard-hitting song. But.
Yeah, it's funny. I remember, I think you played that the first time, or maybe it was the second time. I'm not sure, but I remember liking that song. Because when you've been, it's interesting. They might be good songs. They just might not make sense for you anymore.
Yeah.
As you change, I don't think you're going to be like Wayne Newton singing Duncan Shane. There's these artists that sing the same songs for 40 years and they don't make a lot of sense afterwards. What's your process like in writing?
It's always changing. It depends on like who I'm listening to and who I'm reading about. Because like I'll hear about like another songwriter's approach to it, and I'll say I'll give that a try. And I try, you know, writing the entire like set of lyrics before I put any music to it, or writing, you know, a chord progression and trying to fit the words in, or, you know, taking an old set of words and putting them to new music, or, you know, sometimes I write songs like completely out of order, and it's I'm always changing. A lot of people have like, you know, words first, music second, but I have unfortunately have not been able to find like a steady sort of method. It's always kind of coming from different places.
Now, how long has Chase the Monkey been together?
We've been together for quite a while, since we kind of started playing music together in like 2011 or 2010, but that's sort of been, we were kind of on and off for a while, and we just recently switched bass players, and we've sort of come into full force now. In the last like 6 months, we've done probably more shows than we ever did in like the years before that, and we're sort of like finally kicking it into high gear and taking it seriously.
And these are still your songs, right?
Oh yeah,
and
all original stuff.
So for you to be doing your own songs with a band, does that give you more freedom, or is it a little? I mean, it probably gives you some freedom, but you also have to be mindful of the two people you're
playing
with.
That's a very, very interesting question, because to me, I've sort of, in the last couple of years, I've really discovered how important it is to be working with the right people and to work with people and not just kind of play by yourself. I know that works for some people, but it doesn't work for me. And I found, like, my drummer, Paige, she has the most incredible ear for things. And I'll bring a song to rehearsal, and I'll, you know, just kind of bang out the chords and sing the first couple verses that I've written, and then Paige will sit down at the drums, and she'll do something that I could never have possibly imagined, and it's sort of together we make the songs we bring them out. And I think Matt he's awesome, and he contributes really cool ideas on the bass, and he's a guitar player, so he really gets it.
Yeah, and when you find people like that, you really want to hold on to them,
yeah.
Because they're few and far between.
And they're not just, you know, like musicians that I play with, like they're some of my closest friends.
Great.
So it's a lot of fun.
Alberto Seawald is who you're listening to, and we should be able to fit two more in. So what would you like to do next?
This next one's one that it's a rather new one, like maybe a month old, that I do with the band often. And yeah, here we go.
When everything you are lives to drive a trolley car, the sidewalk softens underneath your feet, and I'm thinking about my footsteps on the street. When the fire you collect doesn't leave you circumspect, but blazing trails to candy-coated stars, you smile and ride the rails. Soapbox ventures, shoebox tales populate your conversations, your concerns, and where you are. And I think about you while I'm driving in my car. And I'm shaking in my shirt. Future grabs me by the shoulders. In his eyes, his soul smolders. Big bad boulders bring the hurt. And I'm shaking in my shoes. Future grabs me by the wrist. Drags me off into the mist. And then insists I toss my blues. Yeah, he's coming after you. And everything you're not shows you everything he's got. A spring storm rages underneath your skin. Hail to the clouds, raindrops riot on the windshield. Each impact lets a voice into the wind. And disdain, dissent, and disarray do not disarm the disillusion deeply dissolved into my blood. And I'm thinking about everyone I love. And I'm shaking in my shirt. Future grabs me by the shoulders. In his eyes, his soul smolders. Big bad boulders bring the hurt. And I'm shaking in my shoes. Future grabs me by the wrist. Drags me off into the mist. And then insists I toss my blues. Yeah, he's coming after you. Shaking in my shirt, future grabs me by the shoulders. In his eyes, his soul smolders. Big bad boulders bring the hurt. And I'm shaking in my shoes. Future grabs me by the wrist, drags me off into the mist. And then insists I toss my blues. Yeah, he's coming after you.
Alberto Seawald, that's a good song. Like that song a lot. What's the name of that again?
Ooh, it's not titled yet.
Oh, it's that new.
But it goes as among the band, we call it Trolley Car.
Trolley Car.
First line.
Alberto, it's been great to have you here again.
Thank you.
It's Chase the Monkey. is the Facebook name. Just go to facebook.com/chasethemonkey, yep. And or Chase the Monkey Bandcamp is how we can find you.
Either one, facebook.com/chasethemonkey, chasethemonkey.bandcamp.com. Either one of those will take you right to, and everything's connected, so you can get from one to the other. And
it's amazing. The world's getting that way. It's all connected, all one big continuum.
Yeah.
And we'll have this posted at neighborhoodvoices.org. We do have time for one more. Anything else you wanted to say that I didn't get a chance to ask you about?
That's a good question. That's the hardest question there is. I don't know. I guess I don't know.
Yeah.
I love music and making music, and I love making music with other people. And to me, that's just kind of what it's all about.
And it shows.
And I don't know. So, and the thank yous also. I have to do thank yous because obviously I'm just some weird kid with a guitar without my wonderful family, my parents, and my little brother. My brother Mateo is a tremendous, tremendous inspiration to me, and not just for that one song, for my whole life. And all of my good friends.
Well, thank you for being here. What do you want to close up with?
I'm gonna do a little bit slower one. Sorry about this.
Oh, that's okay. It's because you care. By the way, coming up, Devin Underwood from David's Music House is here in just a few minutes, a Canon McMillan high school student with some songs on piano.
All right, this is songs normally 7 minutes long, but I'm just going to do the first half. Summer comes to a close, I can't help but notice that the leaves aren't as green as they used to be, but then there's me. Most of mine are dead and gone, dead and gone. But that's all right with me. I'll watch them float off slowly. And when I'm bare, I'll be home to those who fly and keep a watchful eye until the sky opens up. Bold wind whispers in my and I know I'm finished here. I'm finished here. And I will fall willingly and I'll return to the earth fulfilling me. Endless cycle of living and dying and laughing.
Alberto Seawald, thanks. And look for Chase the Monkey, his band, throughout the summer. And hopefully back here again soon. 28 minutes before.